Rodgers and Damon Benning.
Overshoots everyone. Scooped up by Roberts, and that'll do it. The Knights have slain the Dragon for the second time in NCAA tournament history. A 16 has beaten a 1, and the FDU Knights are that 16, knocking off number 1 in the East, Purdue, 63-58.
Gonzaga. Make it 8 straight. Sweet
16. By Miami down the stretch. Final seconds come off the clock. How sweet it is for Miami as the Hurricanes have knocked off Indiana and they are marching on to Kansas City.
And Creighton has done it. Punches. It's Sweet 16 ticket for the second time in 3 years.
A wild weekend in sports all across the board, but of course it was all centered around March Madness, the round of 64 and the round of 32. It's Coffee and Cream in the Morning on Hail Varsity Radio, powered by Currency, alongside my guy, Damon Benning, who likes to use what term on a Monday?
No manic stuff with us. No manic stuff. We'll keep it 100. A lot of crying this weekend. No pun intended.
A lot of glasses ripping.
Hey man, I was cool with that.
I had to fit it in already.
I was cool with that. But and I'm sure we'll get to it at some point. Listen, it's so weird for people to be so animate about a particular reaction or response to something. And they probably can't really relate. So what I would kind of suggest, and it's just me, man, so you can tell me to go fly a kite. But if you lack perspective, just say things like in my opinion or what you would do. I wouldn't get in the habit of judging people if you've never been there. Right? Like, I always love when people tell me what they would have done or they judge what would have been done and they have no idea what it's even like to be in that situation. So just keep it 100. Just be like, hey, you know what? Like, I don't know what I would do or this is what I think I would do or I could see blank. But don't judge the actual person for what they did.
I mean, I'll tell you, DB.
You're like Judgy McJudge.
That was kind of the extreme. I mean, put yourself in her shoes.
You're talking about Lee's mom.
Lee's mom, right? Put yourself in her shoes in that moment, okay? Yeah. You don't wear glasses. I don't wear glasses. What is your reaction if you were in that moment? What are you ripping up?
I don't know, but probably... And I'm not...
You're ripping off your shirt like Musselman?
I don't know. Maybe he's odd duck boy, isn't he? I don't know. You know what I mean? But
I mean, I could see pacing, you know, really getting animated with yourself, like a little ticked off, you know, people coming over trying to, you know,
I think people handle it. Like when Bellevue West was wearing West Side out, it was about 1904 or something like that. And I could just tell, you know, West Side wouldn't die for a loose ball. Bellevue West is getting all the 50-50 balls. Like there were just things that were aggravating me that I was like, oh, here we go again with the bull, right? Like we're
going to get the horns.
Yeah, you know, like I've just seen it, right, with you know, the low floor and the high ceiling. I'm like, okay, one of those days. So you know, he missed like 17 two-footers in about 4 minutes. So at that particular moment, especially as I'm watching the game go on, right, and I'm how can I say this? I wasn't always enamored with the effort versus the score. And at one point, are we in this tree of trust?
We are in the tree of trust.
At one point, I feel like I'm getting ready to talk about the waitress.
Because it is spring.
I feel like we're getting ready to talk about the waitress at Applebee's. at one point, Coach Lumanji kind of grabbed my arm, like just subtly. Like, I don't think he knew it, but he's like, get him out of the game. And it dawned, and I think it turns out he was talking about Caleb. And I don't think he wanted him to get hurt because they were getting blown out, but he was flying all over the place. And I remember at one point, I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm kind of proud. This is the duality of a parent, and I'm just being 100% honest. I was proud that he only knows to play one way, but I was mad that he was putting himself in harm's way when I didn't feel like he was getting a group effort, right? So I had to reconcile that in my head.
Got to remember these conversations.
I was going, coach, dad. I'm like, coach in me, like, hey, sometimes you just
play your
lay
best
an
player,
egg.
Right?
You lay an egg, right? Some guys just don't have it. But I couldn't reconcile effort in my head.
Right? Dad, hey, I want you to play.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep you in the game.
I mean, he got this ridiculous block. They're down 30. He gets this ridiculous block late. He flies into the basketball deal. And I'm like, you know what? Okay. Like, let her rip. But I was fuming inside. Got up. Maya's sitting right next to me. She's got like three of her friends. No, her one buddy had left. So it was just her and Megan. And I didn't say one word. Not one. And I got up. Because I just made a beeline for the door. We got to the bottom of the escalator, and I was like, hey, you know, sorry for not talking. I was just in a zone. Now, if I would have had something in, like I banged the arm of my chair, right?
Which is a common reaction.
So I'm just like, and I know every, I know, I know that
and
there are a lot
of water bottle. People would be like, whoa, I'm going to step out of his way. Like, that's what they did when she's crumpling up her glass.
But listen, though,
down,
do you know,
spiked them like,
I just didn't feel good judging her because I don't know what I would have done in a situation of that magnitude.
Yeah. I don't know if I judged. I think I just reacted.
Right. I mean,
but maybe the reaction led to judgment.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't have any problems with it. What I didn't like is, you know, the referring to her as like a bad sport or out of pocket. I'm like, and I remember being in, I think it was Cleveland.
It's easy to jump on a winner's mom.
That environment in wrestling in nationals is, it's unlike any, it's
crazy.
I don't know any other environments like that. And I've said this
and
too.
It's quick.
And I said, you know, going to, and it just sucks that they're the example, but it was electric. Like going to Carver to watch wrestling is the single greatest on-campus environment that they have, and that includes football. I don't have any problem saying that. I mean, it's electric in there. And who knows what Lee's really been through. Right, the ACLs, the knees. I mean, he's older. People were making fun of that.
He's like, a champ.
I'm like, are you guys serious?
People like rooting against the champ, though. Like, especially if you have no ties to the team or to the player or to the sport even. If you can react to the champ going down and then you see like some added fuel coming with it
Now, the one thing I was okay with is when folks were just honest. Like, it was, hey, man, Iowa fan has no problem piling on us when we lose one-score games, man. No sympathy from me. Like, I'm cool. Hey, I'm cool. I may dap you up. But at least say that's what it is. You know what I mean? Because that's human. Like,
yeah.
That's just, hey, man, you get at me all the time. Chirp, 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 chirp. Now, finally, I clap back, and you're mad? Like, I would have to check myself. I was like, I guess you seem kind of hypocritical. But I just didn't, like, that doesn't make her a bad sport, though, is what I'm saying.
No.
To want to.
But it's great for the sports world and to be able to react to.
Because you know the first thing I thought of? I thought something was wrong with him. and she just was like hoping for the best. Now the fourth, it
did get wrapped up like a pretzel.
Dude, that was, your body's not even supposed to move like that. And then for Ramos to get beat by Glory, like, it was kind of weird, but that's just wrestling, right?
Right.
And all
the glory.
I didn't love the medical forfeit from an optic standpoint, but remember, I don't use I think people only use optics when you don't know enough about the situation.
Didn't Nebraska use a couple of medical forfeits too?
Yeah, but and the thing about it is he wears Cronin out. I don't know if he didn't like, oh man, I don't know if I could win.
Yeah, it wasn't that.
I don't think so either.
But then people thought about, hey, because he wasn't competing for the title, he's just quitting.
Yeah.
And then people latched onto that story.
And I wasn't going there. I told my buddy.
But people were there.
I told my buddy Aaron, and he's like, he's a wrestling junkie. I mean, he was watching the Seeds on Friday night for the pairings, and you know, even in like just regular duels throughout the year, you know, the season, he'll ask me. I screenshotted my library. I was like, yeah, man, I got the NCAA wrestling library. Like, he's that dude. He'll pick winners and losers in the bracket. And I told him on Sunday or whatever day it was, Saturday, I get how people may look at that. I said, just a tough call for a guy that's been through so much. I don't feel good, you know.
This guy's going to be an Olympian.
Dude, he's unbelievable.
He's going to win gold medals.
And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact I like him. But it's because of what he's been through. And then
he's like an overcomer.
To boot, Coach Chubbuck Jr. just going, he wasn't going bonkers. He wasn't very happy on Twitter because people were responding to a coach in a locker room after his team just beats the one seed that says, hey, the more I watch Purdue, the more I thought we could beat him. What's he supposed to say? And that's probably what he thought.
Hey, guys, we just made it. We made it to the round of 64. We're not going to win.
Hey.
But we're going
to
be there.
Do you know what coaches say to their players? I got one coach, and he's a buddy, who said after we beat them, he goes, hey, and emotions are running high. He goes, hey, that kind of surprised me. I told our guys all week, I didn't think you guys were very good up front. You know, I felt like you guys were a little overrated. Okay. Like, I get it. That happens all the time.
And I'll tell you this.
And he just kept it 100. I didn't bat an eye at it. We probably laughed and said, we talked about something else right away. Like, I didn't say, hey, wait a minute, man.
You didn't get defensive.
You didn't think our offensive line was very good? You didn't think we were very physical? No, man, because I know what's said to talk to your team. Hey, we're going to go at that guy.
And it was kind of like,
hey,
when we're
looking at the brackets.
Hey, I'm impressed with you.
I don't know. I think he was just being real.
Well, he was like, hey, you know, I didn't believe this, but when I saw it, I'm like, oh, I was wrong. Yeah. So he basically took a shot and then took a shot at himself right afterward.
Yeah,
the bullet ricocheted.
Do you know how many times like I've been like, hey, if we get them, that's who I want to play. Because, you know what I mean? Like, coaches do that. And as a player, you want guys, you want a coach that believes in you. And he was just going round and round on Twitter. Like, you're actually mad that he thought that he told his team that they could beat Purdue? Come on, man. Like,
I will say, when I heard that, I'm like, yeah, okay. And then
you didn't think so?
Well, no. So I didn't feel like they matched up well size-wise down low.
Yeah, but we didn't like that backcourt to begin with.
But yeah, but I didn't think, hey, you know, just because – I thought Edie would at least get one.
Yeah.
Just because he's so dominant on the inside and just his sheer size was – I mean, he was just picking things off the glass after every miss by Purdue. But I didn't take into account that, you know, Fairleigh Dickinson can – they can play. Dimitri Roberts,
yeah,
he can
he's
play.
Tough. He's tough. Caleb kept telling me that they were going to win last night against FAU, and he goes, I don't know, maybe not win, but because I was like, golly, this is going to be a drubbing. He's like, nah, if they do, they'll pull away late. And, I mean.
Kind of how it happened.
Yeah. I wanted to mess with him. He went to bed early just because he needs a certain amount of sleep, but he swears he's growing. So he's going, you know, he's like, hey, man, I remember Cluster. He told me Keegan started growing when he started going to bed at night. Remember how much he grew over his junior and senior year?
You're like, hey, man, most of that's genetics.
No. Well, Cluster's not a big guy. Keegan's the tallest one of the bunch. No, actually, CJ is. But so I didn't get a chance to tell him, you're right. But we watched so much about, you know, he'd say, hey, that's good action. Or, man, you can't drop. You can't have a guy ice a ball screen and then have the guy drop in coverage. You're funneling him to nobody. Or just the little back and forth that we were having just about temperament. And, you know, he knows full well why I say, and this has been drilled into him, why I hate the line, they've got nothing to lose. People say it real freely, but if you compete, you're not buying any bit of that. No matter how much David and Goliath it is, at some point, you get to a point as a competitor, you're like, nothing to lose. I can lose this match. Because do you think a guy says to himself or a gal, well, I'm not supposed to win anyway. I'm not spending any time around you. I don't care how true you think that is. Like,
yeah, because even I was just thinking here.
You talk about speaking things into existence. That's all Ramos kept talking about after the match against Lee. It's all he talked about. Listen, if I'm having a bad day or I can't get my ass in gear and I'm not feeling good about life.
Watch it back.
Hey, speaking into existence, because that's all I ever talk about.
Well, yeah, I was thinking about that.
He's like, listen, I knew I had a chance. I knew I could compete, right? Speaking into existence, and I'm like, that's another one of those simple versus easy things. Treat people like you want to be treated. Sounds pretty simple, right? Real simple. Not real easy to execute for some folks.
And this conversation didn't make sense for, hey, you have nothing to lose. There are some conversations that makes sense. It doesn't mean that you have to believe it, but it makes sense. For example, when the Houston Texans won in Week 17 and then they lost the first overall pick, but then it had me thinking, well, I guess you have, you could lose your job.
What did the head coach say? So he said, you want me to tell my team to not compete?
Smith was playing for the Bears there.
Do you want me to not? You want me to tell my team to not win? No, we're trying to win.
I'm with you. I'm completely there. However, for the franchise, I'm okay. Okay with saying that and not pulling it off.
We can't be friends.
I'm okay with saying that and not pulling it off. We can't. I benefited from
it. We can't be friends so if you're acting like that.
I'm good, man. We benefited.
I like that.
But hey, I was going to add one more thing.
We're in that judgment-free zone, man.
I was in that. You know, we talked about Lee's Madre. We talked FDU against FAU. How about on the ladder and talking FAU and what they did at the end of that game? Time winding down, up 8. What was it, a 360 dunk attempt that went off the back iron? That team, here's the reaction, right? That team either went from your Cinderella run team to the most hated team in the tournament, or you love that they play with a little bit of this bad boy mentality and you're going to latch onto them. What side of the boat do you sit on? I lean to the side of, come on, man. Like, let's have some class. Like, I know you haven't been here all too much, but we don't do this here.
Yeah, I hate to say it, man, because I've been the in the real emotion guy all morning, whatever's real, but I'm kind of with you. That's a little over the top.
Yeah, I'm just and coach addressed it right away. Right away. They met at center court, and they're like, hey, I'm going to make sure that this is the first thing I talk about with my team when we go back into the locker room. But you can't be doing that. You can't be reacting like that. I know it's exciting. I know you just moved on to the Sweet 16. You beat a 16 seed to go to the Sweet 16.
It's exciting.
Stop acting like you're Alabama in these moments.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan, especially of especially of criticizing parents.
It's because you are one.
No. Well, yes. But the reverence I have for, like, you know, my mom making sure I had, like, I'm going to try not to get emotional here, but, you know, like, my mom making meals, having stuff on the go, you know, my dad driving, getting me to and from practice. I just have a level of appreciation for when people lay it on the line, right? And I mean, she can get another pair of glasses. Like, I just, you don't know what they've been through. To in the moment be like, you know, blah, 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 blah.
I can see that.
Again, if you're just telling me you're being petty because it's Iowa, okay. At least you're honest. It probably says more about you than her, but at least you're honest, right? I just didn't. And then Chubba got me all gassed up because I was in complete agreement with him too. Like, you're mad at FDU's coach
for telling his team to have some type of belief.
Yeah. I'm telling you guys, I said, the more I watched them, the more we –
We've said it all week that Purdue was the one seed to beat, that could lose.
Let me give you one the other way. We're traveling to North Platte. Do you know how many times our staff said to the team and to one another, hey, listen, this is a bad matchup for us if we don't do this, this, and this. This is a bad matchup for where we're at right now health-wise. Oh, and it happened. So did we speak it into existence? Maybe. But what, you know what we call it? Just being honest. Mm-hmm. You know, and
did you address that with your team?
And I remember before we got on that bus, and Coach Samanji was like, listen, man, I tried to tell you guys their level of physicality. Like, all the things that we were talking about all week. And then what did he say? Hey, listen, we own it. Because if we knew it and we didn't get you guys ready, that's on us. And that's, of course, the famous come to Jesus meeting night that we had that went to the wee hours. But so it goes both ways. I just think coaches have the right to be honest with their players. And I think parents can be honest with their kids. I don't know. That's just me. I was shocked.
I can vibe with that. Let's go to line one. Let's talk to Brett here before we go to a break. Brett, good morning. You're on Coffee and Cream.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, before I get to my comment, I wanted to say, DB, a couple weeks ago when I called in, you gave a shout-out to my son, and like that made like his week. So thanks for doing that.
What are the odds I'm talking North Platte and you're on the phone?
Good transition.
That's actually pretty funny. So what's hilarious, too, is that the kiddo is going to made the Battle 7-on-7 championships in April. So
nice.
Playing on a team in Texas, 12U team. And
congrats to him.
Managing baseball. Yeah, it's pretty fun. But so – this is a minority, I know, in comments, but I'm actually perfectly okay with Spencer Lee's mom's reaction.
Me too.
Because I feel like what's lost in a lot of youth sports is teaching our kids just the ability to compete and enjoy the process. And I think for me, like, watching her reaction is she's just a competitor herself. And her reaction to that is perfectly normal to me. Same with Musselman. You know, like, his sheer thing. And when you see those teams play, they just compete. But when you watch youth sports a lot today with parents' reactions, it's more about them than the kid. And I didn't see that hurt. And so I'm perfectly fine with it. And I know I'm in the minority, but I think it's perfectly okay. We need to get back to teaching our kids the ability just to compete and enjoy the process. And if you don't emulate that as a parent in a healthy way, I don't think the kids are they're not going to find it.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Brett, we appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Michigan Lance, stick around. We will get to you next. More Coffee and Cream next.